Japan's royal household is facing unusual public scrutiny. Crown Prince Naruhito has all but blamed the royal minders for his wife's ill health. Princess Masako hasn't been seen in public since last December, and the prince says she is suffering from the pressure to conform to royal customs. From Tokyo, Brian Shi has this report.
Before he left on a goodwill tour to Europe last month, Prince Naruhito, the future emperor of Japan, made a shocking announcement. At a press conference, he said his wife would not be joining him. He said she was exhausted from trying to adapt to imperial life since their marriage 11 years ago.
It is true that there were moves to negate Masako's career and her personality.
The prince's announcement was a thinly veiled critique of the ultra-conservative imperial household agency, which tightly controls the affairs of the royal family. While this controversy may pale in comparison to the goings-on in the British royal family, for many here, the prince's words have sparked a royal scandal.
There's no question that statement during the press conference before he left for Europe was unprecedented.
Kenneth Ruoff is a Fulbright scholar studying at Kyoto University and the author of The People's Emperor, a book about the Japanese monarchy.
He very strongly criticized the imperial household agency, and you have to remember that these imperial family members are trained from their earliest years to be very careful about what they say, to try not to hurt anyone's feelings, and he just came out and very bluntly accused the imperial household agency of mistreating his wife.
Before marrying into the royal family, Masako Owada, the crown princess's former name, was a fast-track diplomat. She studied at elite universities in the U.S., U.K., and Japan. She was also a commoner, and many Japanese believed her marriage to the crown prince heralded a new era for the aloof Japanese royalty. That never happened. In marrying the crown prince, Masako gave up her career and independence. The demands of adhering to 2,600 years of royal tradition, including the pressure to produce a male heir to the throne, have sent her into seclusion and convalescence at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo. Along with her only child, Princess Aiko, Masako hasn't been seen in public since last December. Again, Kenneth Ruoff.
I think it's very much about the heir to the throne and the pressure that revolves around that. And so, you know, this very public pressure on Masako, essentially saying that she just hasn't done her job.
The Japanese constitution dictates that only males can ascend to the chrysanthemum throne. And while there have been empresses in the past, imperial household officials have called publicly for the royal couple to try for a male baby. Princess Masako is 40 years old. The Imperial Household Agency's stance contrasts sharply with polls showing 80% of the Japanese public in favor of female succession. Amending the constitution is under consideration, but so far nothing has been decided. Paradoxically, the Japanese royal family has little control over their own affairs because they have no independent wealth of their own. They rely completely on public taxes, and the IHA controls their budget. So while Princess Masako's daughter, Aiko, may be the future empress of Japan, she may not have much more freedom than her mother. For NPR News, this is Brian Shi in Tokyo.